Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and the views of our guests, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us on the line Clay Douglas. And Clay is going to be speaking at the conspiracy conference that's going to be held at the Great America. That's in Santa Clara, just north of San Jose. Here in California, it's going to be on the weekend of the 28th and 29th of May. That's a Saturday and Sunday. And if you'd like to know more about the conspiracy conference, the telephone number is 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999. And there are going to be a lot of fascinating speakers there from all points, from the far left to the far right to the middle to the radical middle. And Clay has certainly been asked to be a speaker there. He's been active in the Patriot movement for many years. He had his own magazine that he had for a long time, and more recently he had a serious accident. We were really concerned whether he'd ever be back, but he's back in fighting form. How are you, Clay?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, thanks. Good. Now, of course, what are we going to be talking about at the conspiracy conference?
Well, I'll be talking about the progress of the New World Order. It's what I've been talking about for the last 10 years. Stan, it's just getting hotter and heavier all the time.
Well,
we've got the national ID card passed by 2008. We will be a total police state.
Well, I think that, of course, what most Americans don't understand is what they really want is a cashless society. What they really want, this is a prelude to having a chip in every American. Would you agree with that or not?
I would agree with that. As a matter of fact, the feeling is, and the opinions are, that the cards, or the driver's license, or the national ID card, which is the driver's license, will become with this act, will contain the radio frequency ID device, or RFID chips. We've already tested them, and they've test marketed them in many national products, from razor blades on who knows how many. And, you know, that's all in the works. And it's just a matter of time. You're afraid you're going to lose your card? Well, we can implant this in your hand. And matter of fact, they did that years ago. Back when I was still in New Mexico, the Germans that had come over to Alamogordo on the base down there would walk into the Walmart and just wave their hand over the scanner, and they would be ID'd. So that's been around for several years, not necessarily in Americans yet, but that'll change here pretty quickly.
You know, it's amazing to me how they're selling this idea to the American people under the name of, oh, the danger of identity theft. Oh, what a terrible danger it is. Why, they can make your life so miserable. And they spent literally tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars on these television ads where they have a man who speaks like a woman and a woman who speaks like a man. And they play those over and over and over again on television, the danger of identity theft. But they, of course, what are they selling? I mean, they're not selling a product at all. So why are they doing that? Why they're preparing is, of course, for the cashless society.
That's
and, of
right.
course, the solution, well, I think Clay's already said it.
Cashless and controlled
right.
society.
Right.
The automatic gun registration, for instance?
Hold that thought right there. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Clay Douglas, who's going to be a speaker at the Conspiracy Conference that's going to be held in Santa Clara at the Great American. It's very close to Great American over there. Great American Amusement Park. It's going to be on the 28th and 29th of this month. And, of course, it's going to be on, that's a Saturday and Sunday, all day long. If you'd like more information about the Conspiracy Conference, 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999. There are a lot of people on the left who believe there's a conspiracy. There's a lot of people on the right who believe there's a conspiracy. There's a lot of people in the middle who think there's a conspiracy. But everybody differs as to what it is. Some people think it's the communists. Some people think it's the Council on Foreign Relations. Other people think it might be the Masons or some other secret society. Well, you're going to hear just a cross-section of the people with their various beliefs. Some people, well, probably there won't be that many Christians, although there'll be a few of us there, and we show up because, well, if we don't show up, why, we lose by default, and here's an opportunity to reach people who have way out ideas, but of course to begin to introduce them perhaps to the truth, at least to let them understand that there really is a logical explanation for everything going on, but you're not going to find it reading a lot of the crazy books that are out there. Well, with us, of course, is Clay Douglas, who's going to be a speaker, and he has told us he's going to be talking about the move towards the New World Order, and we were just talking about how they keep telling us about the danger of identity theft. Oh, identity theft is terrible. Oh, you've got to be so concerned about identity theft. Why we have a man who talks like a woman and a woman who talks like a man, and they're having a great time with our money, and it can ruin us. And, of course, the solution is, they never tell you the solution, is going to be a cashless society with everybody with a chip. That's what it's really all about, ladies and gentlemen. They're playing games with our minds, and they're using television to create our reality, of course, to mold our minds, to form our tastes, to suggest our ideas. Would you say that would be a fairly good appraisal of what's going on, Clay?
Yes, I would, Stan. You know, I would worry a lot more about a government employee, a state worker, or a federal employee, knowing everything about me, what I eat, what I drink, what my tastes are, where my guns are, how many I've got, what kind of ammunition I have, then worry about some poor credit card thief running out with one of my credit cards trying to charge up something. And we've got a great cross-section of people that are going to be speaking at the Conspiracy Con. Jack McLam, Dr. Nick Begich, the author of the HARP project, Michael Tsarian, The Origins of Evil is the name of his book.
Oh, that thought right there. Well, our guest is Clay Douglas. And Clay, could you get perhaps a little closer to your microphone? It almost sounds like you're sort of in a barrel.
All right, I can. Let me turn that microphone up a little bit, Stan. Is that helped a little bit?
I think maybe turn it down a little bit. Why don't you turn it down a little bit?
Okay. All right. How's that?
Well, that's a lot better. Thank you so very much. Okay. And of course, Clay is talking about the people who are going to be at the conference. Certainly, Dr. Nick Begich, who we've interviewed on some of our programs, and Michael Tsarian, who is a very interesting individual. Spiritually, I might disagree with him, but he's got a lot of fascinating information on the occult beliefs of the cults that have been around for thousands of years. Information that the average Christian really doesn't fathom, because the mystery of religions have been around here. There are all sorts of people. Dick Gregory's going to be there, Clay Douglas, and so many others. We're going to have, of course, a table. But anyway, now you're going to be talking about the New World Order and the threat of the New World Order. What specifically, besides the coming ID cards and this move towards total surveillance of everybody here, of course, in the name of fighting the wicked Osama bin Laden, who is so powerful he hasn't been able to launch even one more terrorist attack on the United States. Either we have the most amazing intelligence now, or we had... how could we have such good intelligence now to block attacks on America when they were so totally incompetent before 9/11?
Well, first of all, Dr. Stan, I just don't buy into the fact of an all-powerful Arab hiding in a cave in Afghanistan somewhere, being able to call down our Air Force, stand down our Air Force, I don't believe that Osama bin Laden planted the explosives that brought down building number 7 and almost surely brought down the other two when Larry Silverstein made the statement on national television, well, I bought down building number 7. Me and the fire department decided to bring down building number 7, which meant he had explosives planted in that building. And, you know, if you study the videos and listen to the experts enough, the other two towers were most certainly brought down by explosives, not by a plane running into it.
Well, of course, I don't even think we even need to question anything other than who planted the two passports. I mean, I forget about everything else. I think building number 7, there's no question that that came down from explosives. I mean, you certainly didn't have that plane come down because, of course, it got hit by a plane, or it was simply a fire there down in the basement that somehow caused the whole building to sort of implode, just like it had explosives in it. But the question, rather than get into whether there were explosives in the Twin Towers, those two passports, the one that, of course, survived the plane that hit the North Tower, the other one that survived the crash in Pennsylvania, there is no way that those could have happened by accident. Those had to be planted, and if they were planted, then somebody knew who the terrorists were who were supposed to be on those planes. And if they knew ahead of time who they were, why didn't they try to stop it?
Because we needed the Pearl Harbor. We needed another Pearl Harbor, and that 9/11 was it. And we used that as an excuse to launch a war on terror. And you know, one of the things that happened here, and that I'll be talking about, Stan, I have a video out called The True Face of FEMA. I went to a Homeland Security meeting. Of course, FEMA rolled into Homeland Security. We've been talking about it, people like John Trockman, and you know, we've been talking about FEMA and what it could become for many, many years ago, 10 years ago.
Now, the FEMA is the Federal Emergency Management Administration, which is now part of the Office of Homeland Security.
That's right.
And, of course, they really have been busy setting up the possibility of detention camps just in case there's civil unrest in this country.
I have a video with Colonel John Brinkerhoff, formerly of FEMA, now with Homeland Security, and he makes the following statement. And my video will be available at the Conspiracy Con, and we'll be talking about it. I'll probably be playing clips from it. But, Stan, he says, and he's lecturing law enforcement in Albuquerque, New Mexico, at Sandia Labs on Kirtland Air Force Base, and we got in. I got my film crew in, and we filmed him. And he's given a long introduction. Here's his sterling record. And he tells law enforcement and military personnel in Albuquerque that in case of a single outbreak of smallpox in a major metropolitan area, we'll need 400,000 well-armed, well-trained, organized, disciplined troops to contain and control the pandemic. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.